Many of the president's critics were veteran Democrats who relished the chance to clobber him. It was, after all, the first time the president stuck out his chin on an issue concerning Israel. Given Israel's powerful constituency in the U.S., that's a risky business for any politician. Offered a rare political opening against a very partisan president, Mr. Bush's critics pounced quickly and harshly. Two House Democrats, Tom Lantos of California and Gary Ackerman of New York, instantly took to the House floor to condemn the president and defend Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Their outburst was not completely unexpected. I can't recall a time when either of these congressmen criticized Israel for anything under any circumstances. In this dust-up, the attack on Mr. Bush drew no blood. However, to win peace in the Middle East, the president will have to take even graver political risks in the months ahead. He'll need to continue to confront Israeli and Palestinian extremists with equal sternness if there is ever to be an end to the Israeli-Palestinian violence. That goal is necessary for humanitarian reasons, but it's also vital to the security of the United States. For when the U.S. acts as the number one apologist for Israel, despite Israel's behavior, the Islamic world will continue to see America as its number one enemy. The president chastised the Israeli government for the attack because it was counterproductive. Writing in the New York Times, Thomas Friedman explained why. The whole idea of the Bush peace process, he said, is to strengthen the hand of the new Palestinian prime minister, a moderate who is ready to rebuild Palestinian security forces and, in the context of an interim peace settlement, is prepared to collar Hamas. Hamas knows this, so it's trying to goad Israel into attacks that will sabotage any chance for a settlement. As difficult as it is, George Bush is saying the smart thing for Israel is to show restraint and not play into the hands of Hamas. From where I stand, the president is right to get tough with Israel. As for Mr. Bush's Democratic critics, they should get off his back on the rare occasions when he gets an issue right. This is Les O'Coin.